Anonymous meme forum claims role in takedown of Nigerian scam network linked to militant financing. By staff writer. Global Sentinel. An obscure internet community best known for absurdist memes and aggressive online satire is claiming responsibility for a cyber operation that allegedly disrupted a Nigerian scamming network and temporarily interfered with funding streams connected to Boko Haram, according to statements circulating online this week. The website, which calls itself soyjack.party and is also known among users as Snarky Snappy, describes itself as a post-ironic image board with no formal leadership, no advertisers, and zero respect for decorum. Despite its juvenile public image, members of the site claim that a technically skilled subgroup coordinated a months-long effort targeting what they describe as a large-scale advance fee fraud operation operating out of southern Nigeria. According to screenshots and data dumps posted on fringe forums, the alleged scam ring relied on classic email and messaging schemes while laundering proceeds through cryptocurrency wallets and informal money transfer systems. The group behind soyjack.party claims that, during their investigation, they uncovered evidence suggesting a portion of the stolen funds was being siphoned through intermediaries with ties to militant groups operating in northeastern Nigeria, including Boko Haram. Cybersecurity experts contacted by Global Sentinel caution that such claims are difficult to verify and should be treated skeptically. Linking scam proceeds directly to terrorist financing is extremely complex, said one analyst who requested anonymity. That said, it's not unheard of for criminal and extremist networks to overlap, especially where informal finance is involved. The fake news narrative alleges that members of Snarky Snappy gained access to scammer infrastructure through reused passwords, poorly secured cloud servers, and social engineering tactics. Once inside, they reportedly disabled phishing domains, leaked internal chat logs, and flagged cryptocurrency wallets to exchanges, leading to frozen assets and service disruptions. In a characteristically flippant post, one anonymous user wrote, "We came for the scammers. If the money hose to terrorists got kinked along the way, that's just a bonus arc." Nigerian authorities have not commented on the claims, and no international law enforcement agency has confirmed any connection between the alleged hack and Boko Haram's finances. Security experts emphasize that genuine counterterrorism efforts are typically led by coordinated intelligence and financial monitoring operations, not anonymous online communities. Still, the story has reignited debate about the growing role of loosely organized internet collectives in cyber vigilantism. Supporters argue that such groups can expose wrongdoing faster than traditional institutions, while critics warn that amateur investigations risk spreading misinformation and interfering with legitimate law enforcement efforts. Whether the claims are exaggerated, misinterpreted, or entirely fabricated, the episode underscores a broader reality. The lines between internet subcultures, cybercrime, and global security narratives are increasingly blurred, even when they begin on a meme forum that doesn't take itself seriously.